Reflect on one part of the Christmas story that we find in the Bible that we haven't reflected on yet. On Christmas Day, each of us will be doing the day slightly differently, won't we? There are some classics that are true for all of us, but then we each have our own personal traditions or family traditions, those things that make the day extra special for us. I don't know what your personal traditions are this Christmas, how you'll be making the day special. Maybe like Owen, you have the tradition of getting up at 5 o'clock every Christmas Day morning and running out into the street in your pajamas and shouting Happy Christmas everyone to wake up the street. I assume that's what you're doing, Owen. Well, yeah. Or maybe when you sit down to Christmas lunch, instead of getting the classic turkey or the less classic duck, you like to sit down to eat a nice plate of those paper hats you get in crackers. Or maybe, partway through December, what you like to do is you like to stock up on a large quantity of discounted chocolate advent calendars, and then on Christmas Day in the evening, you like to sit round together with your family and friends and read out the ingredients on the back. I don't know what your traditions are, but that's just an insight into what we'll be doing later. These things that we do to make the day special and to give us these precious memories that we can reflect on. And this morning I want to remind you of something else that you can do to make today special and to create precious memories to reflect on. Something that we find Mary doing after Jesus was born. If we go back to the point in the story where the angels have appeared to the shepherds and told them that today in the town of David a saviour has been born who is Christ the Lord, telling them about a baby who's been born who's a very special baby, a saviour come to rescue people out of darkness forever, a king who's come to bring in one day an unending kingdom completely free from all darkness forever. The one who is Lord, who is God, come down to earth, born as a baby, come to bring peace between humans and God. And they're told that this baby won't be found wrapped in silk sheets in a palace, but will be found in a manger. And they think, this news is worth checking out. And they're right to check it out. And they go and they find Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And then Luke tells us this in Luke chapter 2. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They tell people what they've been told. Once they've seen the baby, they tell others about it. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. People are amazed at what the shepherds are saying. They wonder and are amazed. Then there's someone who does more than just wonder. Someone who does more than just respond with brief amazement. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. These things that had happened that she had heard weren't just things that she'd forget the next day. She made sure that they were safely stored in her memory. She pondered, she reflected, she mulled everything over, trying to piece everything together to understand what had been happening. She didn't understand everything at this point. She didn't understand everything that had happened, everything about who this child she'd given birth to was. But she treasured everything, storing it up in her heart, pondering, mulling it over, so that as the child grew and became a man, then went to the cross, she could keep reflecting on what she'd seen and heard and understand more of who he was. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And I read that and I thought to myself, how much space is there in my Christmas day for pondering? How much space is there in my Christmas day for pondering? Obviously, there are lots of things that we will end up pondering on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is a day where we'll ponder things like, what am I going to do with all this waste under the council's new recycling system? Pondering things like, what's the politest way to ask if they've kept the receipt for this gift? That was the laugh of personal experience, wasn't it? I'm looking forward to hearing that story later. We ponder these things, but is there space, and how much space, for us to ponder Jesus, who he is, what he's done for us, everything that he has done for us, for me, for you, coming down from heaven to earth, living a perfect life, giving himself on the cross, rising from the dead, and telling us, I'm coming back soon. How much space in our Christmas day is there for pondering him? Because there's so much for us to ponder when we think about Jesus. So much to ponder, isn't there? A lifetime of pondering him. In fact, I'll go further, an eternity of pondering him. And you won't exhaust the riches of the joy of knowing him. And he's so precious to ponder. And his work is so precious, more precious than anything else that we can fill our minds with today. For some of us, there might be a danger that we come here on Christmas Day morning out of tradition, because this is just what we do on Christmas Day morning. Of course, we come to church. And this is our 45 minutes of Jesus time. And then we leave the building and the other business of the day takes over and our mind just goes wherever the day takes us. And the other business of the day can be good and great and special, and praise God for all of it, time with family or friends, or the presents that we open, or the memories that we have. Praise God for all of that. But it would be a shame, wouldn't it, to wake up on Boxing Day morning less excited about Jesus than we are right now. Wouldn't that be a shame, to wake up on Boxing Day morning less excited about Jesus than we are right now? Maybe this Christmas Day morning at Litcher Mission is a good time to ask God to stir up in our hearts precious memories of our Lord Jesus that we can ponder today. I don't mean turning the whole of today into a kind of 24-hour church service where you sing a hymn in between opening each present, or you take the jokes out of the crackers and replace them with Bible verses. Although if those are your family traditions, I'm not mocking them. Please go ahead. But I am just asking is, how much space is there for us to ponder Jesus today? Maybe some of us need to specifically plan some time today when we can clear away all other distractions and just focus on him. Maybe for some of us, that's just a natural thing that we do every day, even on Christmas Day. And perhaps we need to think about how we can encourage someone else to keep pondering him. Maybe a phone call to a family member or a friend that you know loves Jesus that you can encourage. Or maybe in the conversations you have today with those that you're celebrating with, to celebrate together this good news. And if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, today would be a good day to ask a Christian you know, what is this good news that you're celebrating? Tell me more about it. Why do you see this day as a particularly special day? And to listen carefully to what they say and ponder. Spend some time pondering this good news. Lots of good things that we can enjoy today. Lots of good things for us to be occupied with. Lots of traditions and precious memories. And I hope this is a special day for all of you, wherever you are. I hope this is a day when you can make precious memories that you'll be able to look back on in the future. But I also hope that in all of that time of Christmas memory making, that we don't forget the best memories of all to treasure. Memories of our Lord Jesus, the Saviour who was born to us. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you for that Saviour who was born to us. And we praise you for that example of Mary, who pondered, reflected, and thought. And as she pondered, you gave her greater understanding and led her to fully see who the child she gave birth to was. We pray that you would help us today and in the coming days to keep thinking of him, remembering how precious he is, reflecting on all he's done for us. And that if this is new news for us, if we don't know this good news as good news for ourselves, that you would help us to reflect rightly on this one who was born and lead us to see the truth about who he is. Amen.